Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome to the Project Life Mastery Podcast. I'm Stephan James, founder of ProjectLifeMastery.com, internet entrepreneur and life coach with a passion for living life to the fullest and fulfilling my potential as a human being. My purpose for this podcast is to be a powerful and passionate example of the unlimited possibilities that life offers for any of us that has the courage to commit ourselves to life mastery, while sharing ideas, concepts, and strategies that can help you master every area of your life, from your health, mindset, emotions, business, finances, relationships, and spirituality. Now, if you're someone like me that is hungry to take their life to the next level, then you're in the right place. Welcome, and let's begin. Hey everyone, this is Stephan James from ProjectLifeMastery.com, and today I'm going to share with you three things that I wish that I knew in my early 20s. Now, the first one was really understanding and realizing that in my early 20s, I did not have to know all the answers. I did not have to yet know what I wanted to do with my life, what my mission, what my purpose was, what my career path was going to be. And I know for myself, and I think a lot of young people can relate, once you graduate from high school, you're in your early 20s, you feel this pressure from society, pressure from your parents, pressure from your teachers, pressure from just kind of seeing other kids, your friends, people you went to school with, them seemingly look like they have everything figured out, that they're going to school and university, and you kind of feel jealous, or you compare yourself and you think that you've got to have things figured out as well. And realizing and understanding the truth is nobody has everything figured out at that age. In fact, nobody has enough life experience yet and wisdom. And wisdom does not come from knowledge, it comes from experience, life experience. But no one has enough experience to really have that clarity on what they want to do with their lives. That one of the best things you can actually do at that stage of your life is to gain a lot of life experience, to experiment, to try different things, to go through the buffet of life and try different jobs, try different career paths, try traveling, try starting a business, do a lot of self-development work, read books and go to workshops and learn as much as you can, because that's how you're going to identify what your hobbies and what your interests are, what your strengths and what your weaknesses are, what your passion is that you could then pursue to actually build a career out of and lead you to what your mission and your purpose in life is. But that only comes from trying different things and not being afraid to fail, because at that age, that age of your life, when you're in your early 20s, you can afford to fail. You can afford to make mistakes. You can afford to lose money and lose time because you have your whole life ahead of you. And that's why I think it's such a valuable time of our lives to really go through that self-discovery process to get that clarity. But also, don't compare yourself to others, because everyone else has a different path, a different journey than you. And you have to trust and have faith that you will discover what that passion, what that purpose is for your life. You will discover what you do enjoy, instead of trying to force it, that I see so many people do, you know, thinking that they've got to go to school or do this or that, out of trying to please everyone else, their parents, their teachers, or to keep up with everyone else. And they end up oftentimes getting into a lot of debt, going to school or university and getting a degree that they might not even use later on in their life. So I believe in having patience, trusting and having faith that it will come to you. Just gain as much life experience as you possibly can. The second thing that I wish I knew in my early 20s was that life is a journey, not a destination. Now, I know you've heard that before and it's kind of cliche, but I know for myself, when I was in my early 20s, I had the illusion that once I had a girlfriend in my life, once I made a certain amount of money, once I became a millionaire, once I started a successful business, once I transformed my body and I looked a certain way, once I gained more muscle mass or I had less body fat, that all of a sudden my life would be perfect, that I'd be happy, I'd be fulfilled from that.
And the truth and reality is that once you achieve those things, you actually soon realize that that's not the answer, that that's not going to make you happy, that all you're going to really get from accomplishing these external events of your life is you get a temporary moment of pleasure, satisfaction, and gratification that will not last. It might last a few days, a few weeks, a few months, but after that, your brain goes, well, what's next? You know, is that all there is? And understanding that it's learning to enjoy the journey and the process of achieving and becoming more, that don't go through suffering along the journey like I did. You know, for me, I was on the pain train in my life because I was always beating myself up. I was always frustrated because I was never where I wanted to be. I was frustrated that I didn't have a girlfriend yet. I was frustrated that I wasn't getting the results that I wanted. I was frustrating that, you know, I didn't quite have the financial abundance that I wanted yet, or that my business wasn't working out the way I wanted it to, or that, you know, I couldn't, you know, my body wasn't changing the ways that I wanted it to. And I felt a lot of frustration. I was always beating myself up because I wasn't perfect, because I wasn't consistent enough, that I didn't do what I was going to say I was going to do that day. And I was just always beating myself up again and again and again, and realizing that that's actually a horrible strategy to change your life. Because if you're always giving yourself pain for even trying or considering or trying to take action or move forward in your life, you're associating pain to trying and going for it. And then soon enough, your brain thinks, why even try? Why even bother? And it was just not sustainable to live my life that way. I realized I did not have to go through all that pain that I went through, that I could actually happily enjoy the process. I did not have to, you know, go through that pain. And by actually being happy first and prioritizing my happiness, I could happily achieve in my life versus the other way around that a lot of people do, of trying to achieve to become happy. Okay? So happily achieve. Enjoy the journey. Understand that this is it. Right now, this moment, this is it. And if right now you don't enjoy this moment in your life, if you're not happy right now today, if you're not grateful and appreciative of what you already have in your life, then you're not going to be happier, more grateful, more fulfilled once you have a great car, a great relationship, a successful business. It starts right now building the habit and enjoying it and deciding to. And it all comes down to your focus, focusing on the abundance already around you in your life, because there's so many things you can be grateful for and appreciate every single day that can totally change your experience and your enjoyment. And it's going to give you more energy when you're happy to take more action. You're going to be more excited to pursue your goals and your dreams and to reward yourself along the way. Reward yourself to reinforce every positive action that you take, right? Every time you go to that gym, every time you eat a healthy meal, every time you read a book and you do your morning ritual, you do these things that are supportive of your life and future, give yourself a pat on the back. You know, thank yourself, praise yourself, because success will breed more success and whatever gets rewarded will get repeated. So the more you reinforce it, the more you're making a positive change in yourself that's going to bring you towards where you want to go, but also enjoy the journey and process. You know, a lot of us, we live our lives like a donkey chasing a carrot. You know, when you're back in school, you think that once I graduate from high school, then that's going to be it. Or once I, you know, get a car, I get my driver's license and I get my own car, that's going to be it. Or once I get a girlfriend or a boyfriend or a husband or wife, then that's going to be it. I'm going to finally be happy. And you realize that once you get those things, that is not it. But then you think, you continue playing this game. You think that once I graduate from university, that's going to be it. Once I get a job or a career, that's going to be it. Or once I, you know, get married and have kids, that's going to be it. Once I buy a new home or a house and, you know, have the cars and that certain lifestyle, then that's going to be it. Or once I retire at 65 years old, then that's going to be it. And you're deluding yourself. It's all an illusion. You got to realize that this is it. Right now, this moment, as you're watching this video, as you're listening to me speak, right now you got to be happy. Right now, this is your life. And enjoy it and appreciate it right now. And not think that later in your life you're going to be happy. Don't delay your happiness. Enjoy your life and change your mindset that I'm loving my life. I'm loving this journey. Understand that sometimes not getting what you want is part of the larger plan in life, because sometimes you not getting what you want is the greatest gift. You not getting what you want allows someone else to get what they want. You not getting what you want forces you to grow and improve yourself and discover things. And trust that process of life, as I said. And the last thing that I wish I knew in my early 20s was that really understanding how much time I have ahead. When you're young, you have your whole life ahead of you. And realizing that that's actually your greatest advantage that you have is your youth. That right now you have an amazing opportunity in your early 20s to start building habits in your life and making changes in your life and in yourself that are easier to change than later on in your life. Because when you're in your early 20s, you're still a sponge. You haven't developed, you know, addictions and negative behaviors and these patterns that are ingrained for many, many years. Because as you get into your 30s and your 40s and your 50s and 60s, you become more comfortable with a certain way of being, and it becomes a little bit more challenging to make certain shifts. Not that you can't, of course you can, but when you're in your early 20s, you're much more moldable, and keep an open mind as much as you can. Experiment, try things, learn as much as you can, because the beliefs that you develop, the habits you develop at that young age, are going to then support you later on in your life in incredible ways. So build a foundation early in your life, in your early 20s. Learn, read books, invest in yourself, try things, take risks and different chances, and realize that you have your whole life ahead. Start saving money and investing money, because the younger that you start, then you can get the benefits of compounding, which can benefit you 10, 20, 30, 40 years from now. And if you just put aside 10% of what you make and invest it, then over time it can compound. And by the time you're in your 40s, 50s, or 60s, you can become a multimillionaire just by the law of compound interest. So learn about that and start early on that as much as you can. Start learning about business or marketing or these different skills, because, you know, in your early 20s, you can become a millionaire by the time you're 30 years old, the younger that you start this stuff. So the earlier you start, the better. Understand that most people, they overestimate what they can achieve in a year, but they underestimate what they can accomplish in a decade. And even though on a yearly basis, it might not feel like, you know, you're moving the way you want it in your life and the progress you're making, but if you look at the changes you're making, the progress over 10 years and a decade, it could be substantial in your life, and it can really change your life in so many incredible ways. So those three things, those lessons, I want to pass it on to those that might be in their early 20s watching this right now. I really hope that what I've shared with you can really benefit you and resonate with you. If you enjoy my videos and content, make sure you subscribe to my YouTube channel. Hit the subscribe button below. There's a bell to turn on for receiving notifications of future videos like this. Hit the thumbs up button, but I'd also love to hear from you as a comment. If you're watching this right now, what is something that you wish that you knew in your early 20s? Post below. I'd love to hear what that is, and I think that can benefit other people as well. If you want to learn more about how you can improve your life and create some empowering habits in your life, then check out my morning ritual cheat sheet, which is 100% free. I'll have a link in the description below for you. Go to www.projectlifemastery.com/cheat sheet, 100% free, and share some morning rituals that you can add to your life to help condition yourself and become the person that you want to be. Thank you so much for watching, and I look forward to seeing you in the next video. Take care.
Thanks for joining me today and listening to this podcast. If you enjoyed this episode or received any value, then I'd love for you to leave an honest review on iTunes and subscribe to the Project Life Mastery podcast for future episodes. And of course, to receive more content and value, make sure to find and follow me at www.projectlifemastery.com for more. Thanks again. Remember to always believe and commit your life to mastery. I look forward to talking to you again soon.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.